This is ridiculous.
Bottom line is, he's the president of the United States. He probably has other things that's on his mind.
I want to know what book he's reading, and I want to know what he's saying. Why an ass guy? Because I want my America back.
Shut us straight, Roland Martin.
Roland Martin, where are you this morning?
Tom, I'm in Providence, Rhode Island. Jeffrey Osborne Classic kicked off last night with the comedy show. And wait till you see the video. We close it out dancing. Oh, my God. George Lopez, Sinbad, Jeffrey, Seth the Entertainer, Sugar Ray Leonard, Bev DeVoe, Johnny Gill.
Too bad he didn't Chris have any names.
Damon's up there and Michael Carter.
Oh, my God. It was so crazy. So the video, so I barely got a voice, but we'll get to it. But it was just crazy.
You
just
do a tight 10, Roland?
You know he had to go on stage. You know, Roland.
Well, first of all, I was videotaping, so I was employed last night. So, yes, I was on stage. So, crazy. Everybody says hello, so looking forward to that. We've got the softball tournament today and golf tomorrow. So, raising money for Jeffrey's foundation. Shout out to the Alphas. I was in Charlotte last week, so great to see all the brothers there as well for our national convention. Tom, Ferguson, year later, lots have changed, but last night looked like last year. Violence last night. Someone was shot last night, critically injured. Three live streamers who were videotaping were arrested by cops as they videotaped. What in the world is going on? It marred really a weekend of focus on Mike Brown being killed 1 year later. Joining us right now, St. Louis Alderman Antonio French. Been tweeting all weekend, been out there all weekend. Alderman French, how you doing?
Hi, good morning. How you doing?
It has to be tough for you to hear we are a year later, so much focus on this morning should be on this family. We're having another violent outbreak conversation.
Yeah, it's disappointing. You know, yesterday you had thousands of people come together to commemorate the anniversary of Mike Brown's death, to support that family through this hard time they're having, and then for that to be ruined by the acts of a few folks last night. The kind of violence that we saw, you know, unacceptable. You know, people breaking into businesses and then resulting in these, basically it was a shootout that carried over from one side of the street to the other side of the street. And according to the police, one of the shooters ran into a group of plainclothes police officers, and then they got into a second shootout and resulted in him being critically injured.
You said businesses were looted too?
Yeah, there were at least two businesses that were broken into. I came down when shortly after one of them was broken into, and I was standing guard, keeping looters out of that business when the shooting started. Just about 75 feet away, and it was just a lot of shooting. When we were out there last night, I think one of the officers processing the scene said he was picking up his 61st shell casing, so at least 61 bullets shot.
Oh, my God.
Alderman French, first of all, a lot has transpired in a year. You now have more blacks on the city council in Ferguson. You now have a black police chief in Ferguson. But also, 40 new laws have been passed in 24 states. And so a lot of people say nothing has really changed, but the reality is, you have seen efforts to make changes, whether it's body cameras, whether it's police review boards, whether it's signing executive orders for special prosecutors. And so his death was not in vain.
No, I don't think anybody should think at all that Mike Brown's death was in vain, or the events of last year somehow didn't lead to some change. Now, we've had some change, but not enough change. And while no one expects the entire situation to be remedied in just 365 days, I think we could have made more progress over this 365 days. And so we've had some changes of faces. We have some African-Americans put in some certain positions, but the system itself has not changed. The system that was described in that DOJ report, a system of systemic racism over a long period of time, that hasn't changed yet, and so we still have
Give me three things that you felt could have been changed in the last 365 days that didn't, that you want to see folks focus on for the next 365 days.
Sure. Well, the most important thing that has happened over the last 365 days is that a situation that used to exist only in darkness, a population that has for years been made to treat it like they were invisible, has now been brought into the light, that people can see this situation. And so that is an important step, that there's a more broadly accepted acknowledgement of the kind of racism and systemic racism that exists. That's a huge step. Now, we still haven't gotten to the point, like I said, of dismantling that system. And on the federal level, you know, one of the things that we really want to see that I'm really pushing for the Obama administration to do when it relates to the number of black deaths we're seeing at the hands of law enforcement is to simply start counting this. You know, the fact that we don't have, that the federal government is still not counting officially the number of police-involved deaths and shootings is something that we can do and we should.
No. When you say not counting, just correct me if I'm wrong. Yeah. That was the bill, though, that was passed last year and signed into law, led by Congressman Bobby Scott of Virginia.
Yeah. So,
but I've seen a count. I've seen a count of how many police officers have
you've seen
have,
a count by
Tom. The count you've seen is the Washington Post. Is doing it. Is doing that. But Alderman French. But again, Alderman French. The bill has been passed, so that was one thing that actually took place.
And we want to see that level of accountability across the nation. So, you know, not just counting, but then holding folks in departments accountable for these kind of actions to make sure that they don't happen and can repeatedly happen again and again. So, you know, people, it's one thing to acknowledge it, it's a whole other thing to add a new level of accountability, and that's what people are still waiting for.
So the events last night was two steps back?
Well, hopefully it wasn't two steps back, but you know there are a series of planned civil disobedient actions today, and I hope that the events of last night, you know, don't worsen the situation today or in any way make it.
Has school started?
No, the school has not started. So you still have a lot of young people that are out on the streets at night, and I think that's what leads to some of this confusion at nighttime.
All right. Alderman Antonio French, St. Louis, we certainly appreciate it. Thanks a lot.
Thanks a lot. Thank you.
And good luck to the new police chief.
Yeah.
He's been on the job 2 weeks. And I saw him being interviewed.
Yeah.
While he was being interviewed, you could hear the shots in the background.
He has walked into a storm.
Yeah.